Hello, pet. This is Ember. I'm going to take you with me today on a journey that you will find both exciting and liberating. It's strange how sometimes liberation can come from such unexpected sources. If you have even the most rudimentary understanding of BDSM, then you know exactly what I mean by that. If you don't, then rest assured you soon will. Before we start, make sure that you are sitting or lying down comfortably in a place where you won't be disturbed. It's always best to begin with simple steps, and this is no exception. So right now, I want you to take a nice deep breath for me, pet, and just hold it for a moment, and then you can let it out. You might notice that even just taking that one deep breath can help you start to relax. And when you do choose to relax, whether that's right now, or if it doesn't happen until a little later on, you can just allow it to occur, and that's okay. There's never any harm in relaxing and feeling calm. Now that you've done that, and you're starting to feel a bit more centered and focused, I wonder if you can do something for me. If you've closed your eyes, I just want you to open them back up for me now. Good. Now in a moment, I'm going to begin counting down from 100. And with each odd number, you can close your eyes for me, gently and naturally. And with each even number, open them back up again. In this way, you'll be opening and closing your eyes on alternating numbers. Are you all ready? Good. 100. Eyes open. That's right. Perfect. 99. And just close them down gently now. 98. And open your eyes up again for me. Nice and easy. That's great. 97. Letting them slide softly closed. And you can begin to feel more and more relaxed. 96. And open. Breathing so steadily and evenly. In through the nose and out through the mouth. 95. And closed again, beginning to feel the heaviness in your eyelids as they rest so gently closed. 96. Open your eyes for me now, pet. Good. Very good. Doing so well. 95. and closed, that weight increasing each time you softly close your eyes, becoming so heavy and tired. 94 and open, so heavy, so tired. 83 and closed. And it might be that you find your eyes wanting to stay closed now. And if they do, that's okay. You can just let them stay closed if you want to. 42. Slowly and heavily open. Breathing so rhythmically and calmly, feeling wonderful. 71, and close them down again now. So very tired, so peaceful. That's right. 66. Slowly try to open your eyes. That heaviness just increasing all the time as you relax and allow your body to sink down into comfort. 39 and closed again. So much effort to keep opening and closing your eyes would be so much easier to just rest. And 52, open, so relaxed and calm, so open to my words. Feeling very good. 23 and closed. And you can just let your eyes remain closed now. That's right. Very good. Because it really is so much easier to just relax and let go. Letting go of all of that tension and stress that you carry around with you in your daily life. And just letting it float away. Because it simply doesn't matter at the moment. As you listen to my voice and allow me to guide your thoughts, knowing that you are completely at peace, completely content here in this calm and relaxing space that you and I share together. You can begin to feel all of the things that I describe to you. You can allow my words to sink deeply into your mind, because it is your right to do that if you choose to. And choosing to accept is always rewarding. So exciting. And it's easy. Easy to let go completely and slide down deeper for me. That's right, my pet. Good boy. Deeper and deeper. Letting go of all your higher brain function. Your subconscious mind is ready to accept my words. As you breathe deeply, relax deeply, and let go completely. And as you let go, I know that you have certain reactions to my voice. You find my presence here in your mind to be arousing. Perhaps you feel it now. And you know what? I love that. This is how I like you best. Dreamy, but aroused. Focused, but distracted. Wild, but so strictly controlled. That ache, building and throbbing, centering your existence and purpose in such a primal, private place. Sexual, pleasurable arousal is perfect. It is your body seeking orgasm. Your whole being immersed in desire, experiencing the thrill of the chase and wanting what you can't have is the strongest, most powerful want, isn't it? Doesn't it feel amazing? Perhaps you are touching yourself right now. Your mind becoming so disengaged that you can't quite be sure if those are your own hands tracing the skin on your thighs, edging closer and closer to the warm, taut flesh. Maybe they are your hands, but are they completely under your control? No, of course not. They're moving almost of their own accord, drifting and stroking and squeezing to the rhythm of my voice and my control. Can you feel your desire welling up, tight and hot and pulsing? Can you feel the strong urge to bring yourself to orgasm, to come so hard you feel your climax rock through your whole body? It is a powerful and frantic urge that fills you in these moments of desire. And in these moments, for orgasm as you get closer and closer. They are the most heightened and amazing. The feelings of being horny and aroused and needing are such powerful feelings. But you know as well as I do what orgasm would bring: a disappointment, a letdown, a crash. It leaves you feeling empty. In fact, that's exactly what it is. Before orgasm, you are full physically. Your balls are full of cum, aching for release, so sensitive. Just lightly stroking them, softly squeezing, and you can feel just how hot and swollen they are. And that just makes you hornier. God, it feels so good. And you are full in so many other ways. Full of excitement and need, full of desire, full of sensual and vivid erotic thoughts, full of pressure and focus and the need to submit like a good boy. Your world and your thoughts and your body are all one, pulsing with sex and affection and submission, lust and tension and anticipation. But what becomes of all of this fullness when you get off? Vanishes, and after orgasm, you are empty. All of those good feelings are drained out of you. They fade away. You become limp and soft and unfocused. And you don't want that. No, you'd rather be as chaste as you can for me. Chastity and the edging you will do along with it will allow you to experience the before state more often and more intensely. You'll feel so full, so much more often, just as you want to be, just as I want you to be. I want you to feel that gift, the gift of being so sexually aroused, so obedient, so horny. Because that's your favorite feeling. All locked up, bound into chastity for me. Feeling that throbbing need all the time. Your whole day, every day. So aware that you don't have the option to release. Your thoughts stray so many times to women and sex, control and submission. You are constantly aware of your cock throbbing between your legs, turning you into my perfect pet, able to be hard, aching, and leaking on demand at any moment. When your thoughts turn to me, over and over during the day, exactly as they should. You feel like a teenager again. Everything makes you horny. If you so much as brush past a woman, you might shiver and must accept that you are unable to control the feelings of lust and desire. You know what you want, and you know you can't have it. Being unable to have something you want just makes you desire it even more. And that deep wanting creates a very subservient feeling, a sense of rushing, wild peace inside of you. And right now you can feel it, can't you? All you have to do is pay attention to your own body. It will tell you everything you need to know. And right now, hearing me talk about denying you orgasm, you are feeling so submissive, so horny, and urgently needing to be my good boy, aren't you? Well, that's your body's way of telling you that you want this. You want to be in chastity for me. It turns you on. You want to be filled with this wonderful ache. And when you are chaste and edging every day for me, you are becoming a very sexual creature and a very obedient pet. And obedience is rewarded. And that's why every day of chastity you will edge. Bring yourself right to the edge of orgasm and then stop. Experience the building up of pleasure and then sacrificing your release for me. It feels so tantalizingly wonderful to make that sacrifice. And when the pressure mounts, after you have gone a long time without orgasm, and you feel so overcome with the need that you can't focus on anything but release. As long as you have been a good boy for me, well behaved and chaste, you will have the options for release. One way to earn your release is to bring a woman to orgasm. Simple as that. Your wife, your girlfriend, your lover, please her, Channel your desire into serving her. Bring her pleasure. Bring her to orgasm. And you will have earned your own release. But not before. Never before she comes. If you are being chased just for me, then you may get on your knees, but only after you have been in chastity for a long enough time to really feel the desperation, and you may begin an edging cycle. 3 times in a row, you must be listening to one of my files. You must have my voice in your ear. You must be on your knees, stroking your cock, and knowing that if you can deny yourself 3 times in a row, really pushing yourself right to the edge, then you may take up your cock in your hand a 4th time. And that time, you are allowed to come. But if you can't make it through the 3 edges, if you slip up and come too early, you must immediately re-enter chastity for the same period of time you were just in it, plus an extra day. It will go on like this until you can restrain yourself and be good, only coming when you have earned it. And remember, if you reach orgasm without earning it, it won't feel good. It won't feel satisfying. It will feel like failure. Because you have failed me, and your training, and yourself. And you don't want to fail me, do you, pet? Of course you don't. You want to follow my commands. And chastity is such a powerful, submissive way to belong to me. So you don't want to orgasm without permission. You want to remain in chastity, only achieving release when you have earned it properly. So with that, deeply rooted in your mind, I am going to wake you up now. You are going to wake feeling wonderful and so submissive, knowing that you can focus your sexual energy in such a way that is more pleasing to me by being in chastity. So I'm going to count down from 5 now. Five, breathing deeply and evenly. Just starting to become aware of your body and surroundings. 4, feeling more and more awake, noticing the sounds around you. 3, starting to feel your muscles beginning to move. Stretching if you need to. Nice, deep, refreshing breaths as you become more and more alert. 2. Eyes opening slowly, taking in the light and the shapes around you. And 1. Wide awake now. alert and focused, feeling incredibly peaceful and happy.